welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. It's the same crowd that there has been for the past couple of episodes, I would suggest. It's Mr. Lee Batrick.
Hello.
Mr. Conrad E.J. Gonsalves, Esquire.
Hello. Have you been drinking, Mike? Because you're, like, slurring, practically, then.
Oh, was I?
Yes.
And Matt.
Wagwan, Mother Hubbard.
And today, we get to laugh at Matt, and we secretly laugh at Lee, but he scares me, so not that much. Because it's Matt and Lee's quarterly update. Conrad, can we have a song for that, please?
Matt and Lee's quarterly update!
Thank you. So, you'll remember, at the beginning of the year, we recorded episodes about hobby resolutions.
Should we just clarify this for the listeners? It was this year.
Yes, it was 2015. And Conrad and I, a few episodes ago, gave our updates. And if I remember rightly, Lee got all grumpy about not being on the original recording when we did hobby update resolutions, and so therefore we had to do a special one just for him.
Because he is so special.
I am special, Matt. I had to miss the night because of a problem, and then just said casually on Twitter that I was upset that I didn't get to do it.
Maybe. Yeah, but you are a martyr to your venereal warts, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
What?
That's why he missed the episode. He had to have his venereal warts frozen off.
I would, given how badly the All Report's about to go, Matt, I would just be quiet.
No, we can't be quiet. Matt's got to go first.
Right, Mr. Spooner.
Hello.
Remind us of, without giving away how you have done... Remind us of what your hobby resolutions for the first quarter of the year were.
My first quarter resolutions were thus.
And these are on Matt's blog, if you want to look at them.
In fact, it's the last update I did for my blog. That's a measure of how the hobby has been this quarter. Quarter one. Paint Lady Justice and the 100 Soulstone Pool for Gert Foe. For that, I was going to get 3 points.
Okay.
Decide on a 3,000-point list for Epic and paint the first 1,500 points. For that, I was going to get 2 points. Play at least 2 games of Fistful of Kung Fu. For that, I would get 1 point. And play at least 2 games of Open Combat. For that, I would also get 1 point.
I like your ones because you play games and get points. I should do that. Sod the hobby.
That's the theory. Yes, you play games and you get points.
Okay, so let's break them down. Lady Justice and a 100-point crew for Gert Foe.
It was painted. It wasn't completely finished, but it would have ticked the minimum of 3 colours kind of level of painting. So I'm going to claim that one, because if I don't, then I might not have done any of them.
But was it you said it's a full 100 stone pool, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you paint the whole pool?
Yeah.
I thought you borrowed models.
Yeah, but I didn't actually use the ones I borrowed in the end.
Ah, so they're in the pool?
Yeah, they're in the pool, but I never used them.
You did paint a 100 Stolstone pool then, if you were using models that you
what did
other
I borrow?
People painted there.
Oh, Brutal Effigy is the only thing I borrowed.
I love the way that you said Stolstone, and that has become part of gaming lore.
Yeah. Although perhaps I failed that one as well, then.
You've got very close. Surely you can have 2.5 points.
It's got to be worth two points.
Two points out of three.
Because okay. I was over 90 of the 100 Stolstone pool for Gert Foe. I think I was about 5 points short, because I think I had to borrow a Brutal Effigy.
Well, technically, didn't I give you the Brutal Effigy?
Yeah, but I didn't paint it.
Oh, fair comment.
So the second one was decide on a 3,000-point list for Epic and paint the first 1,500 points, because that was because this coming weekend, me and Mike were going to an Epic tournament.
Yep.
We're not going to an Epic tournament.
Nope.
And I haven't decided on an army. And I've not painted any of it.
At all. So you have painted no epic?
No more than... I have. I've undercoated all my towel. Or base coated, I should say. My towel got base coated.
Aren't they base coated with a red spray paint?
That's base coating. They're going to be red. Therefore, they're base coated. I've not done that. Play at least two games of Fistful of Kung Fu. I only played one. That was against you the other week.
It's worth a point then, isn't it?
No, it was 1 point for two games.
Oh, okay.
Played two games of Open Combat. I haven't played any.
No, we haven't played any Open Combat.
No. We've been distracted by lots of
new
shiny. Are you
not waiting for the nice shiny book, though?
Yes.
I've not played it, but I did back the Kickstarter. Does that count?
No.
So, of my potential 3, 5, 6, 7 points, I've got 2.
So that's a D.
Yeah.
You can't do better than me. Make it lower.
That's a D. He hasn't done worse than you.
He has. No, he hasn't done worse than me.
So, yeah, that's it, really.
Not good, really, is it?
Not very good.
Can we have your parents come in to see us next week, please? We'll make an appointment.
Okay.
Oh, you'd like his mum. She's posh.
She's not posh.
She is posh.
We've met her. We've met his mum. She came in. He said that she was a cleaner, but he came in when we were over at that weekend.
Well, she obviously did. Wasn't a cleaner. You've seen the state of his house.
Shut up. She so, announced her presence and then demanded food.
Yeah. So, what have you done instead of what you were originally down for?
I've painted... I now have done well over 100 Stolstones because I've also made a start on some other models that weren't in the Stolstone pool for Gertfo. So I've done some more guild stuff. Fortunately, all my targets for like doing well with guild come later in the year, so there's still a chance I can make those. What else? Not a lot, really, have I? I'm just thinking what I've done gaming. Not a lot of gaming, in fairness, in the first quarter. And we've only really just started our sort of regular gaming kind of weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, in the last couple of weeks, you've played Wrath of Kings,
yes.
Of Gods and Mortals, yes. Star Wars Armada.
Yes.
We played Fistful of Kung Fu, and we've played Malifaux.
Yes.
So that's quite a lot.
So it's not bad.
That's 5 different systems.
Yeah, because obviously I didn't put in the no new systems as a target because I knew that would be ridiculous. So I did vocalise it when we were talking about that. And so far I've started Wrath of Kings, that's new. Of Gods and Mortals, that's new. So that's at least 2. Have we started anything else? Oh, potentially Lauren Rampant. That might.
Yeah, but that's this quarter.
Yeah, that'll be in next quarter, won't it?
Mm. Okay. So what are your resolutions for quarter two?
For quarter two, paint the remaining 1,500 points of that 3,000 epic army that I've not decided what I'm doing for the tournament I'm not going to.
Okay, so that's a fail.
So that's 2 points. Now, because I do want to get some epic painting, because I want to play that again during the next quarter.
Okay.
Paint a second guild master and a further 50 Stolstones of models. That was 2 points. Well, I've already made a start on that because I've got Lynch started.
Yeah.
Paint a Fistful of Kung Fu gang for 2 points. Might make that one. Because we're talking about doing a little mini campaign, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And this... I'm going to say it out loud, and I'm aware of how ridiculous it sounds. To finish in the top 10 at a Malifaux event in the first 6 months. 2 points.
Well, that should be relatively easy.
Well, you can do that on Saturday, can't you? When you're playing in the doubles, because there's only 10 teams.
Well, that's what I was going to say. All you need to do is find an event that only has 10 people.
Sweet.
Oh, now I'm clicking on the link. That's cool. So yeah, that's me done. Not so good. Okay. I've got one of those Warbots already.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you going to use it?
Do you want it for your thing?
Are you going to sell it to me?
I thought he'd like that.
I'll give it to you. I've got it and the little the upgrade set as well.
Oh, okay. I'm going through the Salute traders at the moment, looking at their pages. Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
See, I've never heard of Blight Wheel miniatures.
No, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, they're French.
And they're, that's, yeah. That's why you've never heard of them, because they're Blight Wheel miniatures.
And they do a massive Warbot as well. Like a king-size version, like a Titan version.
Did you like my Glyptodon?
No.
The Glyptodon wasn't very good, mate.
Sorry. But I'll try harder.
We've been distracted. Get Lee talking about something.
I will. Mr. B.
Yes.
What were yours?
I can't remember.
Okay, brilliant.
No,
Fantastic.
I remember a couple
God,
of
you're
lines.
So helpful to have you on the show.
Well, you didn't say I had to do homework and stuff. I had two that I remember outrightly. And there was a third, but I can't remember what the third one was.
Genius.
First of all, was not start any new systems.
Fail.
I have started Wrath of Kings.
Is that the only one you started?
I have backed Open Combat. I have been looking an awful lot at Guild Ball. But yeah, it's the only one I've actually started, maybe. Just trying to think. Yeah, no, it's the only one I've started. I remember what my third one was.
Excellent. What was your third one?
Was to not buy any more models, not get any more models. Without getting rid of stuff.
Oh, without getting rid of stuff? Okay, you might be all right then.
No, I'm not, because Johnny gave me all them bloody Space Marines I haven't sold yet.
Oh.
Does that count? I didn't buy them.
No, you didn't buy them.
You didn't buy them.
So freebies don't count.
Ah, yeah. Cool.
They fall under the Kickstarters were ordered last year, so they don't count as new miniatures.
Well, in that case then, yeah. I've unloaded a load of bits and bobs. I got rid of some excessive crews that I have for Malifaux. And my third and final was rebasing the Neverborn. Which, although I am a couple of days late, I have got the three crews that I wanted sorted, rebased. And painted.
See, I think it's an A for you.
Get out.
Get out of the door.
I did pick up a new system when I said I wasn't going to.
I suppose so.
So maybe just a B.
Maybe just a B.
Mm. You.
And technically, the Neverborn didn't get done till April. But they did get done over the April weekend.
So that's a C then?
Yeah.
You've gone from an A to a C.
He's an F in C.
That was completely uncalled for, Matt.
True, though.
Yes, and I shall store that and remind it of you next time I'm with arm's reach and you're not driving. Or we are not in the car. Is there any other reasons why I can't hit him? Because driving and in the car are the only two I can think of.
I don't think so.
I'm surprised he's not said anything about not being able to hurt him at his house yet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good rule.
No, it's too late now. If I have to give it to you, it's not good enough.
Yeah, it doesn't count if someone tells you it, Matt.
Since when? That's not a rule.
It is. That's always the rule.
It is, because we've just told you.
You can't just make rules up willy and nilly.
Oh,
well, we can.
Well, the in the car one was instantly, wasn't it? So I had hold of your knee at the time, and Mike said no hurting him in the car.
Mm.
Had to wait all the way till we stopped for the toilet break, which was Pete in the car, wasn't too bad.
Yes.
Yeah, like.
Or are Empress miniatures going to be at Salute, Conrad? Yeah.
Yes.
Bugger. They have so much nice stuff.
Yeah.
The mutton chop stuff is brilliant. I really like... See, we're still talking about Tsuba. I really like the Tsuba Japanese.
Yep, I've seen that.
Oof. Oh, I need some of those in my life.
What's that?
Some of those Japanese.
They're nice, aren't they?
Well, they become a counter faction for In Her Majesty's Nine. There's a Japanese army in in that one.
Yeah. I changed my faction for In Her Majesty's Name.
Have you?
Yeah, because I can't... Because those Prussian figures... Oh, yeah. They're awful sculpts. Not awful... No, they're not awful sculpts. They're great sculpts. They're bad horrible casting. Casts.
Which ones were they?
They're the Dystopian Legion ones.
Yeah, I told you those ones I bought for Von Chill. Do you remember I was going to use them for Von Chill? I got hold of some of them and sold them on quickly because they were... Some of the miscasts. I mean, one guy's face was a good 5 mil off.
Yeah, no, there's bad slippage on the models. There's a lot of cruft around, especially around the faces and things. Yeah,
which is a pity, really, because the models themselves are gorgeous.
Yeah, the sculpts are really nice. But no, I've got rid of those, and I used the trauma of having to try and paint them as an excuse to
buy something new.
To get something from the Lead Adventure Forum.
Pass. You see, you guys talk about these things, and I don't have
a clue what you're... Well, no, there's a miniature collecting forum. It's called the Lead Adventure Forum, and it's based out of Germany, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really, really good place to just talk about miniatures and, you know, miniatures from other places without all of the
idiocy of frothers.
I was going to say sarkiness of frothers.
So is it a good place to go and look for stuff, even?
You know, yes. It's one of the...
And it's broken down by period as well.
Yeah, frothers I still use for the new miniatures board. But that's about all I use it for these days. But Lead Adventure's really good. And they have their own sculptors and they sell their own stuff. And one of their ranges is a steampunk range.
Mm.
And so they have a whole load of steampunked Ottoman Turks in a very cartoony style that appeals to me. So I bought some of them. There you go. Right. So, what is your resolutions for next quarter, Lee?
Just carry on with painting, really, for me. Just try and get some stuff painted up. Get at least one of the three factions I've got for WOC sorted. Probably the Hadros, because they seem to be the most broken.
Power gamer.
Yeah, but I openly admit that I'm the worst power gamer there is, Conrad. As in the worst, you know. I go for all the factions that I like seem to be broken, and I do like all the models first.
This is true.
Which, you know, a lot of people say that, but I can honestly say that if, you know, Pete does it out of practice now, don't he, Mike?
Yes.
He shows me a new range and says, which ones do you like the most of? Then runs off and checks with the person who plays it and comes back laughing and goes, yeah, they're broken. But I still haven't done very well with them. I've lost all my games with them.
Yeah, but you're still learning the game, aren't you, really?
Yeah, we see. Oh, that's my other big resolution. Try and get more games in. I mean, so jealous because of Mike and Matt of, you know, you've got your Wednesday nights thing now, haven't you?
Yep.
And my thing is, I'm just so far away from everyone else, aren't I?
Yeah, because I have my Saturday mornings with Pete.
Yeah, so you got your Saturday mornings with Pete, you got thingies with Matt.
So sometimes I can get three games in a week.
Yeah.
I may even get to play some historicals.
Well,
once people tell me how to base things up.
Oh, is that directed at me again?
Not you, darling. No.
Yeah, see, was impetus, that's what I had to find out, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes, it was.
Impetus, did you say?
Yes.
Yes, we're still trying to decide on basing between Impetus and Hail Caesar, and we don't know what the basing for Impetus actually is.
I think Dave Bartley plays Impetus.
He does.
I can drop him an email now.
You do that. I'm also then going to Google Impetus.
Yeah, no, but that's just going to bring up the normal websites you find, isn't it?
No.
Oh, sorry, Impetus, not Impetus.
No, not Impetence.
That was Mr. Patrick, virtual high five for that.
Get out.
Yeah, so back to the thing. I've just got to see if I can get to play more. At the moment, I'm playing once a month if I'm lucky, unless we do an event, which we're doing less of now anyway, aren't we?
Yep.
So.
Well, we are doing an event this weekend.
Yes, which I'm quite looking forward to because it's my favourite version of the game.
Yep, it's mine as well.
Although I'm playing Pete, which usually means that after about 20 minutes, me and Pete will be arguing.
Whereas I'm playing with Mr. Spee.
So actually, you're not playing doubles, are you?
Oh, no.
Bear with me a second. Night. Are you going to come and say hello quickly?
Hello, quickly.
Hi.
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 He can't hear you because I've got the headphones on still. Just say hello.
Tell him we say hi.
Hello.
Hello, Louis.
He can't hear you. Lee's got the headphones on.
Say hello to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Louis.
Right, go to bed now.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going.
He's standing next to me, patiently waiting for me to tell him good night.
Good night.
I apologise.
That's all right.
Good night.
That was Lee's son, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, no, more games in. We're getting a game in tomorrow, and then we've got a tournament of doubles. That'll be fun.
Yeah, no, I must admit, like I was saying, the doubles a thing, but you haven't really got a doubles partner, have you? You've got a doubles puppet. He'll just do what you tell him.
Shut up.
make sure you lube up.
And also, shut up.
Matt's going to be the... You know, everyone said that when Conrad and I played doubles, and Conrad was the man at doubles when we played at Adepticon last year.
Yeah, no, we're talking spoons, aren't we?
Apart from the Bet Noir incident.
Which cost us the game.
I had a plan. It just would have taken another two or three turns. Oh, wait.
Don't get me
started. Oh, wait. That wouldn't have happened.
Don't get me started on turns. That's for the next show. So.
80 mil.
What's 80 mil?
Empty spaces for 15 mil.
Oh, would they be 80 what? Mil by 6? 80 mil by 60 mil?
No, 80 by 40. They're twice as wide as they are deep.
Okay, nope.
For all units?
Yep.
Oh, we've got a template for that because I've just cut a load for Mr. Bartley.
Oh, good, because I'll need a load cut.
That's convenient, isn't it?
I'll need a load cut along with Ogham sticks. Anyway, whilst we sort out our domestic arrangements, I've been Mike.
I've been Lee.
I've been Matt.
I've been Conrad.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.